Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, I am on the DEMA show floor. Yes, it's open, and it is rocking here in Las Vegas, here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Of course, kicking off the hour with me is my friends from Divers Alert Network with, you know, we couldn't do this show if we didn't have the backing of Dan. And Jeff Myers is with me. How you doing, Jeff?
Greg, I'm great. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. You having a good DEMA show so far?
I always have a good DEMA show. You get to hanging out with guys like you. What could be better?
Okay, well, I think that's a compliment, I believe. We'll find out. We'll dig into it a little bit more. We're hanging out by the Dan booth with Dan Orr, of course. How you doing, Dan?
How you doing, Greg?
Good. So we got Jeff and Dan here, the two big cheeses here at Divers Alert Network. They kind of run the entire dive industry pretty much. Yeah. What's that?
I said big cheese or just cheesy?
Well, I can't
cut the cheese.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, what stays in Vegas or something like that? I don't know. But look, we got a big announcement to make with our friends from Divers Alert Network here in just a moment. That's why we're here at the Dan booth. Are you excited about it, Dan?
Oh, absolutely excited.
What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, it's great. When we can kind of get a better connection with Scuba Radio, you never know what might happen.
Next thing you know, we're going to have Dan and Jeff in Mermaid Tales. I'll leave it at that, but anything's possible. Anything is possible indeed. Now, you guys are showcasing a lot of new Dan things to the dive operators in the industry, right, Jeff?
Yeah, we've got new programs we're doing, the Dive Medicine for Divers course, and all of the things that we normally bring to the table from a mission perspective. We're definitely highlighting every one of those.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys just kind of hang around the booth and network with everybody in the dive industry and shake hands, kiss babies, that kind of thing, right? Right, Dan?
That's right. We actually have a new booth design as well.
It's impressive. I like this.
Jeff was saying it actually emphasizes the mission. So it's talking about the fact that we actually support all divers everywhere, regardless of what they're doing, free divers, technical divers, recreational divers, everything.
It's an impressive display of artwork, too. It kind of looks like that new city casino they're putting up here in Vegas.
Yeah, in fact, actually, Jeff and I tried to get our faces up there, but they rejected them out of hand. So.
Okay, well, I'm used to that, too, so I feel your pain. Now, let's talk about who you got here, because like you said, one of the things that you guys do here at the Dan booth is you talk to people in the industry, you network, a lot of friends come by and catch up with you, and I know you have some friends from Chicago. Is that the deal?
Well, actually, we support the Our World Underwater Scholar. That's the Rolex North American Scholar, the Rolex Australasia Scholar, and the Rolex European Scholar, and those scholars are here right now, and what we do, we support them, and we take them and show them around the industry and have them meet all the celebrities, including you.
Well, okay. They start at the bottom and they work their way up. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, I almost swallowed that drink wrong because the whole celebrity thing. Greg, you are just too cool, too laid back to be a celebrity, bud.
Ever since I got my picture put up in the post office, I've people are stopping me. They're usually wearing uniforms. And I get handcuffed in the process, but hey, what are you going to do?
Well, your parole officer called a little bit ago. We're still trying to sort that out.
So. All right, fair enough. All right, well, Dan, who do we have here?
Jamie Brisbane.
Yep.
Jamie, how you doing, buddy? You're an Our World Underwater Scholarship winner, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm the 2008 North American Rolex Scholarship winner. So
nice. Now, other than a pretty cool watch, what have you gotten to do so far as part of your scholarship?
Well, we've been on the road for 6 months, and I've had some really good opportunities. Traveled all over the Southeast U.S., Florida, North Carolina. Did some cave diving and my dive master, and hung out up at Duke and Dan with the Oars and all the other guys at Dan, and. Then I went to Europe for a while, and Egypt, and now I'm kind of doing the west coast of the U.S., so
Wow, so he's working working all over, it sounds like.
You're getting fantastic opportunities, too.
Absolutely. Now, any of those places you're going to end up going back and working at, you think? Are you just planting the seed or what?
It's funny. I think every 2 weeks, you know, when I go to a new place, you know, I have a new thing that I want to go back there, and you know, this is what I want to do after I'm done with the scholarship, but we'll see. There's some pretty compelling arguments for a lot of places I've been. So.
Yeah, well, it's like a TV show, America's Toughest Jobs. But maybe this is America's Coolest Jobs. But it's not even America. It's all over, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's been great. And that's, you know, one of the best things about the scholarship is having an opportunity to go around and visit so many different things. And every one of them has been incredible. And we've met some really awesome people. So.
Cool. I bet he'll be a player in the dive industry.
Sure,
you think, Dan?
And we also have an opportunity to introduce you to Elena Feenstra, who is a European Rolex scholar.
Elena, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing very fine. Thank you.
Now, where have you been? Obviously, you're from overseas.
Well, I had the chance in the beginning of the year to explore the European dive industry, and I've been through Scandinavia and Iceland, and I just did my instructor course in southern England.
Okay, but you mentioned Iceland. Now, that sounds cold. So is all your diving experience mostly in cold water, or is that just me being an ignorant American?
No, cold water.
Okay. No, trust me, it's an ignorant part, trust me. But yeah, most of your experience is cold water then, huh?
Yeah, well, I learned to dive in tropical waters, and it was for me easier to go to Egypt to a warm water place to dive, and now I got the chance, because I got a dry suit, to dive in cold waters, and I like it actually more than I like tropical.
Really? So you went from warm water wuss to cold water lover or something like that?
Yes.
And now, how did you get the scholarship, the Our World Underwater Scholarship Program? Because don't you have to apply and put together some kind of proposal or something of what you want to do in the dive industry? What did you do?
Well, you have to apply. You have to give them certain documentation, and you have to write why you want to be the scholar and what you hope to contribute and why you think you are good for the job. You have to have a certain academic standard, a bachelor degree, or about to finish. And I went to a few dive shows to meet them beforehand, and I met all the scholars and past scholars, and that's how I got in. And it is a kind of big family, so...
It is. It's a big family that's expanded into a who's who of the dive industry.
Oh, absolutely, and it's a global family. And we also can introduce you to Stephen Linfield, who is the Australasia Rolex scholar.
Australasia? What does that mean?
That's Australia and Asia and all those areas.
Oh, you just combined the two words. I like it. Okay, Stephen, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks.
Actually, I'm heading to Australia here in a couple weeks
Australia
for the first time. Australasia, maybe. I don't know. They just said I'm going someplace where the toilet water flushes the other way. So, Stephen, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, pretty good.
This your first DEMA show? I'm taking it too.
Yeah, it sure is.
So, what's been on your adventure here as being an Our World Underwater scholar?
Well, since April it started in New York City, my first overseas travel. Got flown over there, put up for a week, and since then I've been traveling constantly for over 6 months, visiting all around Australia, Indonesia, Scandinavia.
Now, that accent is Australian, I'm hoping, right? Or no? What is it, New Zealand? What is it?
It's Australian.
It is Australian. Okay, so you're home. I don't know. Don't, God, I'm going to get shot, aren't I? because I heard that's some big no-no. But Stephen, what's it? So your home base of operations is where in Australia?
Yeah, just pretty close to Sydney on the East Coast.
So you do a lot of diving there growing up, or what?
Yeah, that's where I grew up. Yeah.
And so you heard about that scholarship and applied, got it, and now you're traveling the world.
Yeah, sounded like a great opportunity. So
has there been a favorite dive adventure you've done so far that really has been your fave, or are you afraid to say because everyone else will hate you?
No, it's probably no favorite.
It's all good, as long as you're underwater, huh?
Yeah, it's all good.
Cool. So do you have any idea what you're going to do with any of the scholarship, these skills that you're picking up along the way?
Not really. Doing some marine science things, photography, dive courses.
Favorite critter you like underwater, maybe? Turtles, whales, what?
Yeah, they got to be sharks.
Sharks. He's a shark guy. He kind of has that shark look to him.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does.
All right. Well, yeah, this is good stuff indeed, for sure. Of course, we'll be in Chicago for Our World Underwater a little bit later on there, I believe in February. But let's move on. I said we had a major announcement to make on the show today, and here we are with the people. They've just walked up to us. First, let's bring on Julie. She's in charge of setting up the Dan booth and making this thing look just spectacular. Good job, Julie. Good stuff. And I see you at all the dive shows as well as all the Dan members, right?
Thank you very much. Yes. This year at DEMA, we've really stepped it up a notch.
you went big, baby, for sure, as a which would be appropriate for Vegas, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Now you have because you guys have gotten so big, you've got a traveling road show from every dive show across the country, consumer show, and here at DEMA. You've had to expand your help base, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And where did you look to find a premier candidate to assist you with your duties here at Divers Alert Network?
We pulled from our talent pool.
Your talent pool. Yes, how appropriate. Since we are divers, it's good to pull from a pool. And but you actually look towards a very unique place to find a qualified individual to take a position to assist you at Divers Alert Network, right?
Yes, I immediately was like, I need to call Scuba Radio.
That's right. She called me and says, Greg, would you work for me? No, that was not what she said. She didn't even ask that. How did it happen exactly, Julie? What happened?
I called you up and I said, we need a new field rep. Please help us. I know whoever you will choose will be the perfect person to hire. And the rest is history.
It didn't quite happen just that way, but close enough. Basically, the bottom line is that Abby, who has been on Scuba Radio for the last few years, has been recruited to work for Dan. And she is here in the Dan booth with me right now. Not as a Scuba Radio employee, but as a Divers Alert Network employee. Abby, how you doing?
I am doing great, Greg, and it's good to be back on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. People have been wondering, where is Abby? Where is she? We've heard her so many times on the show before, and she all of a sudden she's gone. Well, the truth is, she got a real job. So what are you doing here at Dan?
Well, I am legit now, Greg. I am definitely legit, and I am an official Dan employee.
So that means that when I have an issue about membership or whatever, I call up and you're the one who picks up the phone on the hotline, or what?
Of all of your many issues, Greg, yes, I can help you with a few.
Yeah, well, usually she is the person I call, but for all kinds of stuff. But now it's everybody can call you. Is that how it works? Or what does field rep mean? What are you doing exactly for Dan?
Well, you know, I'm out here at all of the dive shows, which is great. It means I get to run into you and a lot of the other people in the industry. So I'm a majority of the dive shows. I'm out there representing Dan, our dive programs, you know, everything that Dan offers and represents. So I'm kind of a walking spokesperson.
Okay, so if people have membership questions at the Dan shows, or I mean at the dive consumer shows across the country, they come up to you and you answer all their membership questions about what you get, how much this is, the insurance, and all that kind of good stuff, right?
Absolutely. And at the DEMA event, we brought, you know, a bunch of specialists. We've got people from our medical department. We've got people from research. I mean, we've just got any question that you possibly have for Dan, we are here to answer it.
All right. Now, Julie is your boss, right, here at Dan?
Yes, yes.
Julie, how's she been doing so far?
Greg, she's doing great. And I'm actually kind of shocked that we have someone at this caliber that's coming from, you know, your group.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of shocked myself. Yeah, I mean, but I'm impressed. Abby, look, she's all grown up and working in the dive industry now.
Yes, Greg, and you've always been supportive. You've always been there for me. And I know that your support will continue when my first official duty is to ask you to buy a raffle ticket from me. But I know one wouldn't be enough, so I'm going to have you buy 30, Greg.
Fair enough. As long as I get a damn hat in the process, I'm in. All right, more coming up from Vegas. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what that's all about, but I'll tell you what, I'm smart enough to dodge Abby. I lost her in the crowd here at DEMA in Las Vegas. And I may have been able to skate out on those raffle tickets. I'm sure she'll hunt me down. But let's move on. We got to have Donna here from Divers Alert Network. She oversees the research for Project Dive Exploration for Dan. She's also a world-class arm wrestler. And she's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Donna?
I'm great. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm good. And the arm wrestling thing was for a few years ago. We had a little late night party in New Jersey after one of the dive shows. Next thing you know, we're arm wrestling. But they, you know, it was good. It was all good, right? It's all behind us.
Oh, no. I'm at Beneath the Sea coming up. 2009.
What? Demand in a rematch? No, no, no! All right. Well, let's talk about Dan, because you do some cool stuff for Divers Alert Network, because all that information from dive computers that people submit their profiles, you guys take that data to try to make us safer, right?
We do. We do take that. That's our goal. And we take all the data, and we're trying to analyze it to learn more about what are the causes for fatalities and injuries and the incidents that happen in diving. So it's really important that we get the profiles from divers so we can analyze that data. And we are doing a lot more with it. We're publishing a lot more papers. We're finally having enough incidents that we have data to analyze. So a lot more information is coming. A lot more questions are coming. So we're just always looking for the divers to share their profiles with us.
Yes, indeed we are. And you guys have an intern program that they work with you on all the research, right? And I know it's like some of the Our World Underwater scholars probably have done that, haven't they, or what?
Yep, the scholars come and visit us, and we try to get them involved as well. But we have our own internship program, and 2009 is our 10th year, and we've trained over 60 interns. And in research methodology and dive safety and about Dan, Divers Alert Network. And then we put them in the field and let them kind of collect data for us and get divers interested in PD and aware of what Dan does, especially in the research department.
Well, it's an excellent program, and you guys have already taken one of my girls. Abby is now working for Dan. I have another suggestion for your intern program. I really do.
Okay.
Well, okay. John, come on over here. I got a job for you. This is John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers. Have you ever, you need an internship at Dan. I'm telling you, John. What do you think? Could you take John Chatterton as an intern at your research department at Dan?
Actually, I'm more afraid that I'll get detention during that education.
Good question. Is that a problem?
The rest of my education there. So.
Yeah, fair enough. How you doing, John?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
I am totally surprised at how many people are here, how much energy is here. I kind of thought it was going to be somewhat subdued this year, but I'm like way off.
There's a lot of people here. I definitely have not seen any indication of an economic downturn here at the DEMA show so far.
No, actually, I went to like go take my wife a cup of coffee. It's like an hour and a half walk to the other side of the show. This isn't the biggest DEMA show they've ever had, but it certainly seems like that to me. So
yeah, well, it's doing quite well, and here you find all kinds of people walking through the Divers Alert Network area. And what brings you here?
I'm here with
you're a Dan member. I see you got the pin.
I got the pin on. I'm here at Dan, but I'm also working over with TDI. Set up a couple of book signings for Titanic's Last Secrets, Brad Mattson's new book on Titanic, and also, you know, I mean, this is a great place to meet all of the guys that you know, you don't get to see as much of, and they're all here in one place. It's almost like. You know, a collection of, like, bad divers.
A bunch of crazy people gathered in one space. It makes it for lots of fun, too. Last week on the show, we talked to your friends for the big event you're doing next week right there in North Carolina, right?
Sure, the Mike Norwood Memorial Fund dive for the Dan General Fund. And, yeah, that's next weekend, man. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're diving off the coast there, and you're having a big event on Halloween night, a dinner, and you're going to sign books and talk to people about diving is what they tell me, and dress in a tutu and show off your hairy legs.
I'm going to have to change that. I'm shaving my legs.
Oh, Donna, does that do it for you? What do you think?
Oh, my. I have no comment. Speechless.
Neither do I. It's kind of a scary mental image for many people right now. But, hey, that's what you'd expect from John Chatterton. But it'll be quite an experience. It benefits a good cause. Dan's involved in it, and it's good stuff. Great to see you, John.
Good to see you, man. And I'm sure I'll probably be running into you, like, every 15 minutes now.
Yeah, especially after the parties kick in a little bit late. Literally, he will stumble into me, or I'll stumble into him. That's how it works.
I am so glad that you made bail last night. This is...
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Vegas at the DEMA show, walking the show floor. Still hanging by the Dan booth because everybody seems to be coming here. No surprise there. John Chatterton with me right now. And his partner in crime, one of the other shadow divers, Richie Kohler, is here now. How you doing, Richie?
Viva Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. You like?
They're actually having some kind of Elvis impersonator party here with Dan, Dive Training, and Nowy tonight. You going to participate in that?
Absolutely. And the more that I drink, the better I think I sound. So, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, cool. And John will be doing that too, right? Are you going as Priscilla?
No, actually, I'm going to be going as Richie.
Okay, you guys going to switch roles?
I won't be wearing pants.
Okay.
Or hair.
All right, yeah, there's something about hairy legs or something. I don't know what's
going
on.
Enough of the small talk. Let's talk about something really big. Let's talk about Titanic.
Titanic, absolutely. Your book has just been released. I've read it, Two Fins Up, for sure. It's great stuff, man. Right.
Not only Two Fins Up, but it's on the New York Times extended bestseller list. So
nice.
Number 33 as of last week. We don't know what it is. We're waiting for our call from the East Coast.
Actually, I think it was 33 and a third, but I could be wrong.
Now, what does that mean? Will that mean like James Cameron's going to come out of retirement and do Titanic 2 now, or what?
You know what? We can only hope. We've actually been hanging out with James Cameron. We've had drinks with him. And if he wants to be, you know, in line to do this next Shadow Divers project, we'll consider it.
Yeah, is that true, John?
No, actually, Jimbo has a contract out on both Richie and myself.
Okay, you got to read the book to get that. But, yeah, it basically dispels a lot of the stuff we saw in the movie or took for granted over the years. And you guys have literally uncovered some information that rewrites history.
If you saw the movie Jeremiah Johnston, where... who's the guy in that movie? Robert.
I was about to sing Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
But anyway,
but that doesn't have any.
I don't know. Yeah, what's that all about?
The Titaniacs, their sole purpose in life now is to kill Richie and I. So
really, they got a contract on. This is like mob stuff in Vegas. It fits all together. I tell you, it's good stuff. All right, hold on. We got a quick break. We'll come back with the Shadow Divers next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
You do know Elvis is dead, right? No, Elvis is not dead because we're home.
Yes, thank you, indeed, Elvis. Very appropriate to play that right now because they are having a party for Dive Alert Network here at DEMA, and they're having all the dive industry folks do their best Elvis impersonation tonight. We'll have to report for you next week on how that whole event goes down, but no doubt it will be quite an adventure. And I'm with the shadow divers, John Chatterton, Richie Kohler. Their new book, Titanic's Last Secrets, has just been released on the New York bestseller list already. Good stuff.
Just do me a favor, point the microphone at Richie so the viewers at home can see the red pig nose he's wearing.
Yeah, what is that? They just handed us some kind of clown nose. Is that what that is? Is that what you think?
Actually, we're collecting swag.
Yeah, we got Dan Tank covers. I think that's what it is. They've used them as bozo noses, the shadow divers. But, hey, whatever works, right, Richie?
Listen, don't talk about my partner John like that. He may be a bozo, but he knows a lot of things.
Indeed, he does. He does. And you guys travel the world diving every once in a while in between all these books that you end up participating in, too. Where have you been lately, Richie?
You know, I've been doing a lot of instruction with my wife, Carrie. We're doing technical training for people. We run charters and expeditions. And, you know, John and I work a lot together, not only for television, but, you know, when people want to go dive into the next level, right now John and I are putting together a series of technical classes. We're actually looking to be an event. Not just one class, three classes, all inclusive. Stay tuned. We'll make sure you get the exclusive so you can let your listeners know when that's going to happen.
Sounds good. Like training them technical, what, on rebreathers or what?
Well, it's the first time John and Richie have ever taught a class together. I wouldn't hold that much hope for those students.
We are talking about diving that you guys are teaching, right?
Technical diving. We're talking about nitrox, advanced rec, decompression theory. We're looking at doing it in a really nice location, possibly even the Florida Keys, place where we've got great diving conditions, great recs, great training program. And
don't give them too much information, Richie.
But they
not
still have,
now. Not now.
Okay. What John said.
Okay, well, what about the rebreather stuff? Yeah, you're going to teach them that? Come on, you tell me that much.
Wouldn't we have to know how to dive them ourselves first?
No.
Or if you tell me, you're going to kill me? Is that it?
This particular class we're describing is for people that are right now single-tank divers. You know, everybody started, John and I started because we love to blow bubbles, just like everybody else. You just start diving, you want to just be in the water. This
was
is the tank
when the tanks were made out of wood, right?
Actually, mine was wood, yours was stone.
Nice.
But
wait. So you got wood?
Oh.
Whenever I see Greg, I got
hey,
wood.
Now, wait, oh. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless it's on Scuba Radio, Richie. Come on now.
See, I'm trying now. All of a sudden, I'm the straight man, and he's throwing the ball.
That is scary. It is indeed scary, indeed.
The reality is, this particular program that we're putting together is to take entry level divers that you know maybe they're diving a year or two. They've been thinking about going more advanced, thinking about using twin sets, thinking about diving a little deeper than the 130-foot limit. This is a class to let them know what that's all about. A one-week class with John and Richie.
Nice. That's impressive.
Richie, we've been completely had. I didn't realize it until just now, but this is Las Vegas, the town of impersonators. They've got the Barbara Streisand impersonator, the Neil Diamond impersonator, the Frank Sinatra impersonator. We have fallen for the Greg Holt impersonator. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. So this isn't really a microphone. What is this?
Ouch. Oh, my gosh. Anything can happen in Vegas, as you can see, from the DEMA show especially. More coming up.
I wonder if he's a guy.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. really friendly, great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God!
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm gonna die.
World's first radio show devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg, the Dive Master. He's also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the zip!
So, Evie, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Well, you know, we did some zip lining there in Fiji a little bit later on. I'm going to talk to our friends in the Australian section here at the DEMA show. We got a little update on my adventure to Australia coming up here in a couple weeks, and we got some broadcasts that we're going to do on that side of the world, let you know what the diving's like there. However, we got our good friend Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network with us right now. What's up with you, Eric?
Well, nothing near as exciting as zip lining in Australia, but, you know, okay.
Yeah, well, I got to do something on my surface interval. Might as well be ziplining, right?
And it works for me, and that sounds like a very, very cool story. I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
Well, there you go. Now, I know you guys are doing a lot of new things here at Divers Alert Network here in your department of training, right?
I don't remember if you said this or not, but I'm the director of training at DAN. But what we do is we create first aid training programs, that sort of thing, for divers to gain as much information as they can to be better prepared in case of a dive accident. What we're doing right now, the best thing we've got going right now, we've just introduced a new course here at the DEMA show. It's a called Dive Medicine for Divers. This is sort of a training program or an educational program that will take the next step beyond the basic first aid type courses. If you've always kind of wondered how your ears really work or what's the best way to equalize your ears, are you fit enough to make the dives you're trying to make? Those are the kind of topics that we're actually addressing in this new program, Dive Medicine for Divers.
So is this like a certification you can get, or is it just an educational-type class, or what?
It's an educational program. What we'll do at the end of it, once you've completed all the steps in it, we'll issue you a certificate of completion, but it's not a certification. You're not certified to do anything specific, but it's more just education and information beyond. For example, the one of the sections is fitness to dive. So we're talking about ear clearing techniques. We're talking about whether you're aerobically fit enough to make the dives you're looking to do. One of the things we've discovered by analyzing our accident data or fatality data is that unfortunately a lot of divers are dying from cardiac conditions during the cause of the fatality is cardiac, not diving related, but they're having heart attacks while in the water. So we're trying to make sure that people are fit enough to make the dives they're doing it, and at least make them aware of what they need to be able to do to make the dives they're making.
Like the minimal fitness that you would need to participate in a particular type of diving.
Exactly. So that's one of the steps. We're doing fitness to dive. Then there's another whole section on safety planning, how to prepare an emergency assistance plan, how to be prepared at your local dive site in case there was an accident. But also how to there's a section in the safety planning about critical incident stress debriefing. If you've been involved in a dive accident as a rescuer, the Coast Guard or the EMS comes and takes the injured diver away or the dead diver away, but you as the rescuer don't have anything to help to help you deal with the emotions that come from participating in a rescue like that.
So it can be pretty traumatic. So you guys are actually got a program to help people deal with that.
Exactly. That's exactly the point of it. And so that's the whole point of this Dive Medicine for Divers course is to take the next step educationally beyond where divers have been to this point. You know, we've taught them the physical skills, the oxygen first aid, using an AED, whatever. We've taught them those physical skills, but now we're helping them understand the whys behind the how-tos.
Excellent. Well, that's great stuff. I mean, you know, and that's what Dan does, is come up with new programs to make the divers safer, more informed in this case, indeed, and it's always good stuff. And once again, your membership dues and your insurance, all that goes to benefit programs just like this.
Every course that we teach, the money goes straight back into the mission. We directly support the Dan mission by bringing in money, selling books, those materials. As Dan instructors, every one of those people is responsible for supporting the Dan mission. And every person who's ever taken a Dan class, by taking that class, they're learning, they're becoming better prepared divers, but they're also that money that from the sale of the books gets reinvested right back into the programs, into the emergency hotline and the research programs and all that.
It's good stuff, Eric, and you guys do a fine job there at Divers Alert Network. And, of course, all you have to do is go to diversalertnetwork.org for more information. Amazingly enough, Eric, as busy as he is, every once in a while he has a tendency to write a book on his own and is an established author. And you got a new release coming out here pretty soon, right?
I'm working on a couple new projects. I've just signed the contract for what will be the third of the Mike Scott adventure novels.
When Mike Scott is like, he's like an underwater adventure diver, and it's like, I don't know, James Bond meets diving or something. Is that it?
Something like that. Although I will say I like to make the Mike Scott character. He's never done anything that we as divers can't do. You know, with the knowledge and information that we have, we could do all the same stuff that he does. He's not a superhero, but he's just this. He's a cool, pretty cool character.
And he's a diver. That makes him cool. And, of course, if you're a diver, you can relate to the character even more. And that's what makes these books very entertaining for divers like myself.
Yep. But the next book will probably be out in 3 months or so, I think, is when we're expecting that to come out. But I'm also working on a couple new short stories. So, you know, keep an eye on my website, booksbyeric.com, and we'll you should have some opportunities to read some other adventure stories, and those will be for free as well.
Absolutely. Great stuff. All right, Eric, well, enjoy yourself here in Las Vegas, and we will catch up with you again real soon. Okay, now moving on, I just made a few steps to my left, and lo and behold, here's my good friend Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort. How you doing, Lucia?
Hungover, thank you very much.
Yes, well, aren't we all here in Las Vegas? It tends to happen, you know, even worse as we progress through the week, which here we are a day or so into the show. And, yeah, there's a few people dragging just a little bit. But, hey, you know, we've been opening the show here at DEMA every morning from 9 to 10 with Eric Stone. He's been playing music. We've been giving away some cool stuff. And we literally just gave away a trip to Coral Caverns Resort with Lucia. This was 4 nights, 5 days, right?
That's right. And we had a bunch of people out there vying for it, too. It's a good crowd this year.
Yes, it was. It was very impressive. As a matter of fact, the winner of the trip to Coral Caverns Resort is with us. Edwin, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing real well.
You're doing a little better
trip.
Yeah, I bet you are. You know, Lady Luck has smiled nicely on you this morning, hasn't it?
Yep, sure has.
All right, we're going to talk to Edwin, find out what he's going to get, what he's going to do, if he's even been to Andros in the Bahamas. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn
to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You came all the way down here
for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Of course, I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Las Vegas at the DEMA show. And I'm hanging with Edwin right now. Edwin just won a trip for two for 4 nights, 5 days at Coral Caverns Resort just for coming by and hanging with us in the morning with our music from Eric Stone, who you just heard, and, having fun with Scuba Radio. So, Edwin, have you been to Andros before?
No, I never have, but I run a travel agency, Shark Rider Scuba Tours, and we've been to a lot of the other islands in the Bahamas. And a lot of my clients have often asked me if we could run a trip to Andros. I never have, so this would be my chance to be able to see it.
Well, you are in for a treat, my friend. I've been there a few times, and even if you don't get in the water, you will have a good time. That's how they run things there at Coral Caverns Resort. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the Bahamian folks, well, divers in general, very colorful crew, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Very, very colorful.
Now, your travel agency up there in Maryland, so you run trips all over the world with dive shops, or what do you do up there?
I'm a retailer for the dive industry, and I work independently. I had taught at a community college for 30-some years and taught mostly scuba. And from my students, I developed a clientele base that had a lot of people that are regulars that travel with me all the time to...
So you organize these trips and bring these groups together and just handle all the logistical stuff for them, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Nice. Well, you are a very lucky man. I wish I was going to go. Who are you going to take with you, by the way? Because that trip was for two. Do you know yet? Or are you going to be like taking, to the highest bidder friend of yours?
Well, I've been engaged for 25 years, so I think it's the girl that I'm engaged to I'll probably be going with.
All right. Good answer, Edwin. Well, congratulations. Thanks for hanging with us. And look, you got a trip to the Bahamas. Lucia, pretty cool stuff.
You know, you can come anytime you want. Your door is. Our door, your door, our door, everybody's door is always open for you guys.
Well, it is. It's a 40-minute flight from Florida, and you're right there in Andros in a spectacular out-island experience. And all the amenities of a really nice resort, diving world-class. Just one of the many people exhibiting here at the DEMA Show, of course, our good friends. And look, so much is going on here. We got to do another show. So next week, tune in for more coverage from DEMA Show 2008 here in Las Vegas on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Till then, remember, it's always better where Lucia?
Bahamas in the Bahamas.
Okay, and where it's wetter, too. But that's right. I would expect her to say that, wouldn't you? Come on.
You get away with this on the radio, huh?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.